more of Black and Right on AM 560. Here are your hosts, John Anthony and Charles Love.
Welcome back to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer. Continuing our two-hour theme and trek through religious leaders, giving us their views on the culture and social issues and how they should be addressed. I am really excited about our next guest. He's going to give us the lowdown on what the Muslim movement should be and what is going on and how they are addressing the issues that are going on today. Our next guest is Dr. Zudi Jasser. He's a cardiologist and retired naval officer, the president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, and co-founder of the Muslim Reform Movement. Dr. Jasser, welcome to Black and Right.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I don't know if you've been listening. I know you were going to be busy earlier, but, you know, we've had different religious leaders from different views and different religions talking about whether they should be involved in what's going on and pushing back. And I know that your answer is yes, because you're already active. So I want to start off by allowing you to tell the people what the American Islamic Forum for Democracy does.
Well, we were formed after 2000 and after 9/11, and it's basically on the inspiration of my life's work, which is to fight against political Islam as a Muslim that loves my faith and was raised by two parents that escaped persecution in Syria in the late 60s and came here in order to be able to practice their own interpretation of Islam that was not encumbered by a military dictatorship, as with the Assad regime, or by radical Islamists of the Muslim Brotherhood or other theocrats that have plagued the Muslim world for so long. And ultimately, after 9/11, I said, you know, many of us got together and said, you know, we need to treat the disease, not just treat the symptom. And terrorism is a symptom. Militancy and fundamentalism is a symptom of a bigger problem, which is where Islam is in its history right now. And our mission at the American Islamic Forum is to, we believe that the protection of the U.S. Constitution and freedom and liberty can only be done as Muslims through the separation of mosque and state, and that ultimately the Jeffersonian principles of prevention and working against the establishment of a religion is really the most pious thing a believer can do, which is that liberty, unencumbered by a church or a mosque or an organized establishment of a theocratic establishment that wants to tell you how to practice your faith, is the best way to do that. And this is what terrorism is. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all these organizations that are militants, and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and others, they're Sharia supremacists that believe that their interpretation of Islam is the only way, and that the only way we're going to stop jihad globally is to fight against their inspiration. Their inspiration is to create Islamic states. So we as Muslims at the American Islamic Forum believe that it's time to put the Islamic State, not only the Islamic State of ISIS, but all Islamic states into the dustbin of history, and that this is the major Cold War that we have now, and that allow we as Muslims to believe in an American concept, which is the separation of mosque and state.
Wow, and I think that's really important, and you do great work, and I know that you have become the authority that we go to whenever there are attacks. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment and get back to the political Islam, as you call it. But for a brief moment, I want to take a break and talk. And I understand, because I read the mission that you just read. You talk about the separation of mosque and state. And I understand that, and not pushing an religious ideology on the citizens. But at some point, those founding principles you're trying to protect, you know, we're based on certain principles and values and traditions. And I think that today that the culture and the society that we're living in is moving away from the premise and the foundation that we were founded on. So would you agree that that is happening? And what do you think we should do about that? So talking about how the social justice warriors are taking control of the narrative in the country.
Oh, absolutely. Europe is a prime example why radical Islam is worse there, because their secularism is hyper-secularism. France's laïcité policies that Jews can't wear a kippa, the Christian community can't wear a cross. All of the antipathy towards religion is actually a good way to allow the theocrats to separate Muslims out and begin. This is why the Islamists have been much more powerful. So the United States, I'm very religious and orthodox in my beliefs. I don't want to take my faith ideas out of my politics, but I do believe the establishment is the problem, the Islamic establishment. The leadership running our mosques are corrupt. They're involved in global apologetics for Turkey's Erdogan, Saudi Arabia's government, and others, and they need to start owning up to a genuine need for reform, an advancement to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And I think the Lockean approach, if you will, that the West went through is not one that's anti-Christianity. It's actually the fact that Christians became much closer to their faith when the church stopped telling them which version to practice.
Wow, that's brilliant. But that's powerful. I mean, we just need to play that back over and over again, because that's really important. What we find is so many people are so focused on not establishing a religion, which is important, right, that they go overboard and they just want to suppress all religions. And what you just said is key and really important. I also want to know if you noticed this. I find it interesting because I kind of call myself a left whisperer. So I kind of listen and watch what they say and try to decipher what's going on. I find it interesting that obviously there's theological differences between the religions, the major religions, but they have very similar views on morality, on, you know, a lot of the social issues that these people are pushing for, you know. But, you know, they have no problem with looking at what they consider radical, right? A radical evangelical who's racist and stubborn and won't change their ways, and denouncing them and piling on and saying we have to stop them. They're very silent on Judaism, but they have a really interesting take on Islam, right? Those who are radical, not only do they not call it out, but in some ways they have a weird way of almost condoning it, because they don't condone it. They don't say the behavior is bad, but they excuse it and then go beyond excusing it. That if someone says, and I don't know if you get attacked the same way being Muslims, but I know if a Christian or someone else says, we need to do something about radical Islam, they call you an Islamophobe and they say, you are against Muslims because you're against the radicals. So don't you find it odd? And why do you think that is, that they think that, you know, the evangelicals, bad, but radical, and they're radicals, but radical Muslims, not so bad. I mean, you know, who are we to get in the way of their religion, but they don't have a problem with getting away in the way of other religion?
Well, Charles, it's a bigotry of low expectations. It is the Muslims are useful for them as a minority checkbox to say that they protect us from the awful right that's anti-Muslim, et cetera. So all they want to use us for is, the left wants to use us for the political partisanship of protecting the minority group. They don't care what happens internally. Perfect example is here locally. This radical imam came to raise money for mosques at the central leadership here in Phoenix, Arizona, at multiple mosques, including a school. We put out a press release 2 weeks ago saying Siraj Wahaj has a son that just had a terror cell in New Mexico a year ago. He's called for the end of America, is an advocate for Erdogan's Muslim Brotherhood groups, etc. And then our mosque similarly had an imam in Scottsdale that was fired a year ago, and it turns out he was a sexual predator, had multiple complaints from women. And I talked to media. I said, if this was a Catholic priest, you guys would have been all over this story, but you're ignoring it because for some reason the women at the mosque don't seem to matter to you guys, because you're worried about being called Islamophobes. So we're constantly faced with this, and I have to tell you, it's a bigotry. It is, you know, when Obama knelt at the altar of the Iran deal and handed over Syria and all these things, it's like Muslim countries don't matter as much as long as they stay peaceful. We don't care what happens internally there. And this is the issue, is there's always a different standard. And at the end of the day, it's because there's what I call the red-green axis, where there's this axis of cooperation we see at the UN and elsewhere between the left socialists, the red, if you will, and the green, which are the Islamists. And their main focus is whatever it takes to knock down America's power, Israel's power, and our influence in the advancement of freedom and liberty. That's all they care about. Everything else is simply an instrument to get to that end.
Wow. That's a great place to leave it. I know you got to go. Is there anything you need to plug before you go? Because people need to know about you and know that what you're working on.
Yeah, we have a lot of projects going on in counter-radicalization, counter-ideology. Follow us at our website at AIF, as in forum, AIFdemocracy.org. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Zuhdi Jasser, Drzuhdi Jasser. And our website of our reform movement is MuslimReformMovement.org, which has a lot of other leaders. It's not just me. Left and right, it's a bipartisan effort in Canada, Europe, and the United States of reformers against political Islam.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Zudi Jasser. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.